What does the right time article mean to me? I'm going to talk about two big themes in my research and one smaller personal obsession. So I'm really interested in personal accounts of pregnancy. And so this article allows me to think about using historical survey data as one avenue to uncovering that information, especially surveys and studies that archived their questionnaires or transcripts. And in this article, that comes together with my investigation of the personal experiences of pregnancy over the 20th century, specifically in light of changing medical approaches to reproduction and to pregnancy in the late 20th century, that I think have become really central in how we understand a topic like maternal age, a decision like having children aged in your 30s. And I was really interested in the archives to see women in the 1980s treat medical approaches to maternal age as a much more marginal concern compared to their priorities, which were to do with achieving financial goals, relationship goals, and personal development, as much as considering potential health benefits or risks. And finally, I was really obsessed with figuring out where the numbers that we see during pregnancy come from. We see all of these very authoritative looking statistics and risk factor tables that help us, that inform our decisions about reproduction. So I'm thinking, for example, of risk factor tables about year-by-year maternal age matched with the likelihood of having children with Down syndrome, and statistics like the likelihood of miscarriage following amniocentesis. And it turns out that these numbers, they're very static. They seem so authoritative. They have a very complicated history. So I was really fascinated to see what research was actually producing those numbers in the late 1970s and 80s, just as the survey data is being produced with women. And actually to learn about the wider legal, technological, and economic changes that drive people to communicate those numbers to women. Thank you.